Panel 5, the Biodiversity Tower. Each biodiversity tower is unique and has different inhabitants. In addition to its function as a retreat and nesting aid for many animal species, the biodiversity tower also offers an artistic way of drawing attention to the issue of biodiversity in vineyards. The illustration on the board shows an ideally equipped biodiversity tower. These are angular towers with different floors filled with different materials, serving as a living space, retreat, or breeding ground for a large number of animal species. Different colors are used to mark features and animal species that are characteristic of biodiversity towers and are described in short texts. Light green. Green roofs retain rainwater and reduce soil sealing. The roof provides additional flowering plants and habitat. The native herbs on the green roof can cope with the dry conditions in summer and turn green again as soon as it rains. Purple. Biodiversity tower inhabitants, such as garden dormice, bats, but also lacewings and a number of other insects, find suitable nesting or sleeping places here. Lacewings, for example, need dry hay as a place to hibernate, and they can be found in the biodiversity tower in the red wooden boxes. Orange, wild bees, build their nests in the ground and in sand piles, but also in rotten wood and hollow stems. Mason bees use the large pre-drilled holes in the wooden blocks, while mask bees use the smaller holes. The carpenter bee prefers to drill its own nesting tunnels and needs large wooden blocks that are already older for this purpose. Dark green, deadwood. In addition to beetles, many other animal species such as reptiles, amphibians, mammals, and various insect groups depend on deadwood. The different types of wood and stages of decomposition have a direct influence on the animals and insects that nest here. Rust red. Dry stone walls are excellent heat stores and provide suitable winter quarters for reptiles such as the wall lizard. In combination with a sandarium, this creates a perfect habitat for this endangered reptile species. Blue, the biodiversity tower in the landscape. Species-rich meadows, flowering shrubs and trees provide food for pollinators, birds, and many other creatures. A biodiversity tower is only as valuable as the surrounding area because without food sources, even the best nesting aid will have little success. Further information and various instructions for nesting aids can be found via the QR code at the bottom of this board.